KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More Iranian missile strikes on the Israeli city of Tel Aviv today. Sirens sounded, people took shelter. Streaks of flames crossed the dark sky as Israel's defense system intercepted most of the missiles. An unknown number got through. We're seeing images of a partially charred building. There are reports of several casualties, although NPR has not independently confirmed that. Meanwhile, Iranian state media is showing Israeli strikes in Iran. Motorists reacting to the explosions in Natanz, a site described as home to Iran's nuclear enrichment program. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has details.
The Israel Defense Forces said that it had struck Iran's uranium enrichment facility at Natanz. In a statement, it said that it had hit a multi-story underground complex that contained centrifuges, electrical rooms, and supporting equipment. Video posted online and verified by NPR show black smoke billowing from the site early this morning, and satellite imagery from Airbus shows extensive damage at multiple locations around the complex. Natanz has been at the center of Iran's nuclear program for decades and was recently being used to enrich uranium to near bomb-grade levels. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Investigators say they have recovered the flight data recorder from the Air India plane that crashed yesterday in Ahmedabad shortly after takeoff. 241 people on the plane and an unknown number on the ground were killed. One person from the flight survived. Villa Marks reports the UK's South Asian community's mourning.
The air accident's sole survivor was a British national, authorities have confirmed, but the airline says 52 other UK citizens died when the aircraft plummeted soon after takeoff. Leaders of several British Indian communities have paid tribute to those who died, including two young parents and their four-year-old child from the west of England.
Villa Marks reporting. There's been a big uptick in Americans claiming their Social Security benefits this year. NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports a decision of when to file is one with lasting financial consequences.
From January to May, the number of Americans claiming Social Security benefits was nearly 18% higher than the same period last year. One group claiming at much higher rates is 62-year-olds, the youngest you can file. One of them is Bill Armstrong in Berthoud, Colorado. He's had prostate cancer and a hard time finding work as a government IT contractor.
With the election, I thought, you know, my career might be over as I know it. I decided, you know, I better get in the system before they move that age higher.
President Trump has said he won't touch Social Security, but that hasn't put everyone's mind at ease. Still, there's good reason to wait. For every year you delay claiming until age 70, your monthly payment for life is 8% higher. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man who was wrongfully deported to his native El Salvador, pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges at a hearing in Nashville today. His attorney entered the plea at Abrego Garcia's arraignment. The case amplified President Trump's confrontation with the judiciary. After Abrego Garcia was deported in mid-March, he was returned to the U.S. last week to face criminal charges. A wildfire in Oregon near the border with Washington State continues burning out of control, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. Anna King with Northwest Public Broadcasting says it's one of several wildfires burning in the Columbia River Gorge.
The Rowena fire is burning thousands of acres on the Oregon side, while several smaller fires have popped up and blocked the Washington side, too. Phyllis Baxter and her daughter were headed to eastern Washington when they were turned back twice on either side of the Columbia Gorge by wildfires.
To double check where we were, check milepost numbers, and see where the fires were and verify, no, we cannot get to where we want to go.
It took them 10 hours to get home. For NPR News, I'm Anna King in Richland, Washington.
U.S. stocks end the day sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 769 points or 1.7% to end the day at 42,197. The Nasdaq closed down 255 points or more than 1%. The S&P down also more than 1%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose certified designers work to protect occupants through the design of code-compliant and accessible environments. Learn more at cidq.org/NPR.
Yeah, Grateful Dead was When Push Comes to Shove. Coming up now, we have Soft Cell with Say Hello, Wave Goodbye. Then Stevie Nicks with Sister Honey. After that, a piece called South Australia by the Pogues.
Standing at the door of the pink flamingo, crying in the rain. It was a kind of so-so love, and I'm gonna make sure it never happens again. You and I, it had to be the standing joke of the year. You were a
Yeah, a little of the Pogues there, a little bit of them. Now we have the Clash with This Is a Radio Clash. After that, the Isley Brothers with Between the Sheets, the album version of that. Then Earth, Wind, and Fire with I Want to Be With You.
I can see, I wanna keep you here. Best Buy.
Next three big hits, Status Quo with Dear John. Then we have Foreigner with Waiting for a Girl Like You. Then In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Oh, You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
You are listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint 88.1 FM K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
Bring us up
online at apradio.org.
You're bringing us to the top of the hour. That Michael Jackson with Speed Demon. After that, a little bit of Pat Benatar with We Belong. And then we might have some time for some Kenny Loggins. We'll find out here with I'm All Right.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. To the doubts that complicate your mind.
I'm